This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Okay, so San Francisco versus Kansas City in the Super Bowl weekend after next. The ads have already started, including the not-so-vague references to, quote, the big game for advertisers who don't have licenses to say Super Bowl. Watching the playoffs gave our Kimberly Adams a sense of the tone advertisers will strike, including several commercials with subtle nods to the state of the economy.
If you watched the games this weekend, you may have seen an ad for Xfinity Home Internet with two brothers making predictions and wisecracks about their futures.
Maybe we'll even get married one day.
I wonder what I'll be doing.
Probably still living here with mom and dad.
Fast, reliable. Right now, economic conditions are improving, but advertisers have to acknowledge that many people are still struggling, says Akshay Rao, who teaches marketing at the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management.
They're not trying to sell the product saying you don't have any money. They're trying to sell the product saying people don't have any money.
The strategy is often humor. Take the talking winged buffalo in this ad for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every week I save so much, I can finally afford college. Just kidding. No one can afford college. But this deal for wings? Hachi-chachi. What a steal.
That ad tested well with audiences, says Peter Dayball, chief of insights and strategy at iSpot.tv. He says advertisers are trying to convey empathy and
they're just trying to do it in a way that isn't divisive or doesn't come across as pandering, but does it in a way that is real, but they're not always successful.
For example, a SoFi ad about refinancing student loans with a bride at an altar burdened by a giant bag representing her debt.
Life after student debt is within reach.
I mean, it was funny, but I think the core audience felt it was a little disingenuous. And it's such a major pain point for these people that humor doesn't necessarily fly.
He says when it comes to big financial pain points, advertisers have to be very careful, especially with the short window of an expensive TV ad slot to get the right point across. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.